Starting with the Minister of Home Affairs, I think it's well known that ZANU-PF and Mugabe himself have been able to retain or maintain a hold on power because of their control or their domination in the coercive apparatus of the state, particularly their control over the police, their control over the army, and their control over the secret services. And the other thing as well is that you know that Zimbabwe is teeming with frustration, is teeming with people who feel that their democratic rights, their socio-economic rights have been violated, but these people are unable to rise up and fully express themselves because, again, you have the police force being there and being used in a partisan manner. So I think ZANU-PF want to control Home Affairs as a way of restraining mass activity, a way of restraining people expressing themselves democratically. And then coming to finance, this is really one of the most critical ministries at this juncture, because the most critical task of the government moving forward is going to be economic recovery. And you cannot determine how that process moves forward if you are not controlling finance. And every other ministry as well is controlled through the financial capacity that they are accorded from the Minister of Finance.
How about a neutral person running the Minister of Finance?
All this talk about having an independent person running that ministry, I don't even think that it's the most appropriate thing or the smartest thing. You need someone who is accountable to a particular agenda. You need someone who is accountable to a particular program. And that really comes from the manifestos that different political parties have put forward.